the beginning of Surah An-Nisa. Some of the Mufassirin translate it that way. So that is the second method. The third method is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given birth without the interference of any male, which means only female. So one we saw, no male, no female. One we saw, male, no female. One we saw, female, no male. Qudratul Bari Jalla wa Ala. That is the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, myself and yourselves, both male and female. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us that He is all powerful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand His greatness and to adopt and surrender to His commands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. So we were created through male and female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a system in place that nobody here and nobody ever has applied. That, Ya Allah, I am a soul in Alamul Arwah. And I want a parent, when I come onto the earth, who is going to be of this color, he's going to be living in Stanga, he's going to have a Mercedes, he's going to send me to the best school, and he's going to give me a cell phone. No one has ever applied. There's no application forms, nothing. It is Allah's divine, supreme, and sole decision. Who will be your parent? He decided that your father is going to be so and so. I want to create you. You are my worshipper. But the means through which I am going to bring you into the dunya is this and that. Finished. You don't have a decision. And Allah decides also sometimes that your mother and father might divorce after your birth. It might be the case. That was Allah's decision. That you were going to be born into a home where the mother and father were going to die when you are at the age of 2. May Allah have mercy on our orphans in the ummah. And may Allah have mercy on those who are suffering in homes of cases where divorce has taken place. And may Allah make us Muslimin, which means those who can surrender to the command of Allah when He says custody will be with this side and access will be with the other side. We must surrender to it, male and female. Don't ever contest the decision of Allah and think that you are going to fix up your ex-wife or ex-husband by changing their names un-Islamically, number one, or by prohibiting and stopping the access or custody that Allah has decided through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's very important. So Allah has decided whom you are going to be born to, what color, where, what part of the world, what financial level the family will be, how much of that you will bring into the dunya. You come with your own rizq and sustenance. That is why in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And in one narration, فَإِنِّي مُبَاهِمْ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Get married to women who are loving and childbearing, and they love to bear children. Because I would like to be through you that Nabi who has the greatest number of ummatis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the women folk the acceptance to understand that giving birth is a jihad, it is fi sabilillah. And if you die, you die a martyr whilst you are dying in pregnancy or childbirth or related sicknesses to the reproductive system. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the men folk the understanding that the stretch marks that are found on the bellies of their women folk who have given birth are marks of honor. And the fact that they have contributed to one of the greatest sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do not be disheartened and turn away from your wife just because of an inch of flab that has developed on her belly, because of the fact that she bore your own child, following this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many men are guilty of turning away from their own wives after a certain age because we have a sickness in us, and I'm going to come to that sickness later on in this lecture, but I want to mention it now, just in case I forget. In the same way, when a mobile phone comes out, we want the latest model. When the cars come out, we change it every year. That is a sickness, that is a disease. If your mobile phone is serving your purpose, why do you want to change it so regularly? If your motor vehicle is serving your purpose, why do you want to change it so regularly? Why do you run behind the dunya so much? We are not saying it is haram to have the best car. No, don't misunderstand me. But when you have a lalach of these things, that you run behind them and you follow the latest trends and the latest items and issues, and you change and develop.